Hello, everybody. And now we're in for a treat. This is, again, somebody that you already love. And you know, this Wednesday, and of course Sunday also, we're not expecting to be great speakers. We're just talking from our heart and excited about what we've found to be true and how, you know, how God works with us. And that's what we get to hear now from our gal that's going to share her thoughts with us. And that is somebody everyone loves. It's our Lori LaPearl.
I wasn't supposed to start crying yet. And the reason why is because I got to read this to you guys. This is supposed to be at the end, but you know, when she's singing that song, that's one song, actually. I thought it was a different song I've never heard before. But I was going to let you guys know, I am here to cheer all of you on. You're my family. You're my soul brothers and sisters. I'll be reaching my hand down to help you up the ladder, not push you down. And I can think of a million reasons why. So that's why I was crying, because I'm like thinking, wow, like how in tune is the angels, like all messages all day today, including the songs, because It's a Small World is one of my father's favorite songs as a kid. We used to go to Disney World every year, and every time I'm in church, that moves me. Let It Be. I'm really excited actually to share with you guys, because I feel like there's so many people around me that I love and adore that just really aren't excited about life, you know, excited about this walk on earth right now. And Millie always says, you hear her say all the time, let's get excited, you know, about why we're here. Let's do our God work, you know, and love ourselves and love others. Yeah, that's for me. Right on. So I want to pump your soul up. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. So I've had a lot of amazing things happen to me in the last couple months where I'm really excited. I've had a few opportunities, which I'm going to talk about, the word opportunity, because I want everybody to really understand what opportunities are, and they can be either emotional, physical, or even spiritual. But everything's an opportunity, right? When you look at life, it's what you make of it. And if you decide to step in that door, or if you decide to step back, not that saying that anything is bad, because timing is everything too in your lives. I have this feeling lately for the last 2 months, a friend introduced me to an opportunity, and I knew when I was there, I have a plan A. I love my job. I love doing massage. I love helping people. I feel like it is my calling. My message bearing has been really intense, too, when I work on people, because I do add God to use me all the time, and I do give honor to them and the angels. It's not me, but I'm blessed that it gets to be me at the same time, because I feel it's no other better feeling in the world to be able to give somebody a loving message, and I'm sure most of you guys here can attest to that have been practicing the mediumship. So practice, because we all have it in us, every one of us. So when you see us up here, you can do it too. Just open your God self up and ask God and the angels to use you and for other people. Not for you, but cheer somebody else on. You'd be surprised how many times that it really comes to you. We just get in our own way all the time. I got this iPad thing here. Let me figure it out. All right, so I want to tell you guys the definition of opportunity on Lindy's favorite place. What is it? Yeah, she always talks about that all the time. So there's three different definitions of opportunity. An appropriate, favorable time or occasion, a situation or condition favorable for attainment of a goal, a good position, chance, or prospect as an advance or success. So what I looked at that is everyone thinks opportunities a lot of times is life is success in work, and very much so can be. But I thought of working on a soul more, I thought examples of emotionally. Right, we all have opportunities to experience love more, use God's love through us for ourselves and for others unconditionally, which is not easy sometimes. Physically, an opportunity to be capable for what you dream. So like I said, step one foot in the door, take a chance, right? Spiritually, have an opportunity to be more aware, more attunement. That's why usually we're here at class, we're in Millie's classes, right? We try to be more, get more in tune of what we're saying, what we think our head's saying to ourselves, or what the angels are bringing in. So what is it about us that fear comes into when we have a new opportunity? I mean, when you think about it, right? So I want to ask you guys, think about this for yourself, and what would you do right now if you had an opportunity that came in any area of your life? And each of you would be differently, right? So think about, would you be open to it? Would you embrace it? Would you run it through your higher self, which is your God self, and feel right that you can trust enough to go with what you feel, which is your intuition? Or would you think to yourself, this is a chance to grow in all areas of my life, so it is truly a gift that you've been given? Or would you run for the hills, right? Would you be fearful of just change? Would you be fearful of just failure before you even gave it a chance? Maybe thinking I am not worthy, or not trust your own feelings. Or maybe the biggest one, the unknown, right? Because how do we feel about that when we don't know what's around the corner? It's very scary in anything we do. So I'd give you guys some tools on, sharing an opportunity is not always easy with people if you have a business, or if you're sharing with a friend that you had an opportunity come in. So my experience the last 2 months has been really, really, I feel like I've grown so much in the last 2 months realizing where the people are at. And some of the tools I've used, Millie's given us in class and here at church, that not everybody's going to be excited for you. And that's okay. So instead of feeling like you want to, rebel against somebody and to be defensive, just look at it as sending that person love, right? Because you don't know what they experienced before to know what they're sharing. But they step in your shoes and they take over, right? And you go like, whoa, I feel like I need to defend myself, but you feel good about it in your life. So for me, I had a lot of people not be excited about this and say, you're crazy, taking a chance, blah, blah, blah. But I have had this excitement in with me for 2 months now, and I feel like I'm on a roller coaster, and I'm on the top hill, and it's going up. And you know when you get that feeling like, oh, my God, it's really coming? That oh, my good God feeling has not left me. So the feeling right now in my life, I'm grateful because I love myself enough to know what I'm worth. And I want to cheer people on. I want people to feel the feeling that I have right now. I want to bottle it up and hand it out to everybody. When you need it, you can just have a little safety thing, right? Take a little swig of it or sort of sniff or something. But it's the feeling that I pray about. I pray to the angels and I say, please just allow myself to get out of my own way and stay and just trust what's for my higher good. Now, you guys know what I mean by that? Did most of you guys know what I mean? Well, what's for your higher good is what's in the divine plan for God and the angels, not what our plan may be. So be open to opportunities that come your way and don't get stuck. Just in the process, open yourself up to be excited for what's going to come, because it is your energy that's going to attract everything in your life, whether it be the love that you want, the job that you want, or anything. Like Millie says, like attracts like, right? But the reason why some people aren't excited for you is because they're not at the same vibration. They're higher than you are, so they got to rise up, right? Or you got to rise down. Now, if you're excited about something, you're gonna flow right out of their lives because you're headed uphill. You know what I mean? Your excitement, they're not gonna feel comfortable being around you unless someone's at the same level. So, Millie, I'm sure many of you guys remember hearing Millie say that all the time. Raise your vibration, and like attracts like. So if you're at a certain place and you want a really great relationship, then you got to work on you first, love yourself first, build your own vibration up. So this experience has been really, I look at it as a blessing, because I learned where people are at, and they don't have to love what I'm doing. But I pray for them, and I say, I'm going to pray for you. But all I ask is, and you can do the same, if you're excited about something in your life and somebody has an opinion on it, just respect their opinion, because it's okay. Most people just care about you and love you anyway. But love them back. Don't take it like defensive. Just say, tell them thank you for your opinion, and say, you know, I'm going to pray for you too, for you to let go of this uncomfortable feeling. But you ask them. But I ask of you, that I'm excited. So be happy for me. If you love me enough, which if you do love your neighbor enough, you want good things for them, right? So ask them, say, I just want you to put out some good thoughts, good feelings to me, because I'm going places with this. You know what I mean? And then maybe you can help them shift too, to realize if they're afraid of an opportunity that comes up, if they're afraid to walk through the door, maybe you'll be the catalyst that they need to see. Because successful people are always looking for success, you know, really. And if you hang out with successful people, whether it not be just money, look here, right? People are working all the time. It is somewhat of a success when you can actually get out of your own way and let the angels come in to use you. What better feeling on the planet than you can get for that? So have you guys ever heard what, everybody know what GPS stands for? Who's spiritually? God's positioning system. So you want to line yourself up with everything you want in your life. I know you guys won't forget that one either because it's pretty good. It wasn't mine, though. I got it from a book, but I liked it. So I like to say this little poem here. So it says, we are human. We are not perfect. We are alive. We try things. We make mistakes. We stumble. We fall. We get hurt, and we rise again. We keep learning. We keep growing, and we're thankful for this priceless opportunity called life. I just got the chills. All I can say is that this church has pretty much changed my life, literally from, you know, one reason why I was really excited to talk tonight was that, I mean, most of you, I know most of you here and stuff, I mean, I'm rooting for you. I want the best for you. I want to love you. I want to let you know that you can do anything that you put your mind up to, but for some reason we get in our own way all the time, and hanging out with people that are really cheering you on, like coming to church, it really does uplift you. Because everybody here is cheering each other on. We don't care what you do for a living, what you wear, how you show up. We just want to love you, you know. And I think what a blessing it is, like Kimberly and I are best friends, and we can do soul work together. I mean, David knows. I'm always like, you're my soul brothers and sisters. Because it is so, this is my family. And my family, you know, all is back east. And, you know, 12 years ago, I think is the first time I came to this church. And I came back and forth for, you know, a few years. And I don't know, Kimberly and I were thinking a day, like 6 or 7 years, we've been coming a lot. I pretty much made my mind up. This is where I want to be. Not that I liked the church from the get-go. I just had things come in my life, which is fine. Sometimes you move in and move out. But I really am excited about where I'm going. And I'm not worried about what might happen. Because I just pray to the angels that just keep me in this feeling of love, this feeling of excitement, because I know whatever is in the divine plan for me, it'll all fall into place. So, you know, may I encourage some of you to maybe not want something so much, but just trust and ask the angels, you know, to help you, and you have guides too, and just ask them, you know, that you want to be in alignment with everything, because a lot of us don't remember what we came here for, but we came here to do some work, and we should all be really excited about what's about to come. I mean, things are being more in alignment, people are becoming more spiritual, people are, you know, are kind of reaching out for this. They're not sure what it is, but, and we're all planting seeds, right? But it is up to somebody else to water their garden. So I just feel very grateful to, you know, be just open to whatever, because it's not easy sometimes when you think you have a plan, because I had something happen to me 2 weeks ago I wasn't happy about, because I had a plan. I was like, all right, this is happening. And I'm very much a planner anyway, because I'm all over the place. But a friend ended up canceling me last minute. And what a blessing is that Melanie's here for her first time tonight, because I gave her a massage and the angels came through and I gave her a message.
Oh, wow.
So it's her first time here tonight. And that excites me. You don't even know. I'm like, and she brought a friend. Go bigger. So I like to just end with a couple quotes that a few famous people did, which I love Oprah Winfrey. And she says, I believe that every single event in life happens in an opportunity to choose love over fear. And Tony Robbins has a good one that says, life is a gift. It offers us privilege, opportunity, and responsibility to give something back by becoming more. And the last one they have is by Brian Tracy. Successful people are always looking for opportunities to help others. Unsuccessful people are always asking, what's in it for me? Mm-hmm. So I really do feel like when Millie does share with us, too, to cheer on other people, it gets you away from your stuff. It allows the energy to flow through you for things to come in your life that you didn't expect. And those are miracles, beautiful things that happen to us that we weren't even planning on. But Millie always says, you know, do something nice, kind for another. And it just gets you out of your way and lets the angels come through and do their work for you. But, you got to do your work too. You know, it does take work for us too to be available for them. We can't be like, oh, no, this is it. So my plan was a certain plan out, right? And I was mad. I was mad for 10 minutes. It was not a pretty picture. And Kimberly knows I don't get mad very often. But I was like, oh, I was supposed to be in Newport for a meeting. They wanted to acknowledge me for this award. I told them I was going. And I was like, it was last minute. I couldn't figure it out. And then I called Mark because he called earlier and said, you know, can you come over? And I said, I can't. And then I called him back. Well, I'm free now. I was just kind of open to the – I said, Angel's okay. Use me. I told Kimberly, all right, what do you got for me now? And then it happens where Mark was the catalyst for Melanie and I to meet. And, I mean, really, it was not a plan that I planned on, not going to Newport, but I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. It was a truly – I felt – I cried that night when Melanie texted me. She doesn't even know that because I was like, God really used me, and I paid attention. I really did. That was – you know, when you get moments like that, it's very touching. It feels like it hits your soul. So I want to thank everybody just giving me this time, and I love you all, and I, you know, I want you to just inspire and do the things you really love to do, and like Lisa's music really uplifts us and moves us. I think that we could do everything in our lives like that, that feeling. So thank you.
We're blessed. It's wonderful when you can share your heart, the thoughts that go through your heart with others. Thank you, honey. Yep, we are blessed, aren't we? We're just blessed. You can feel that, couldn't you? Feel that talk as well as hear it. Thank you, honey.